Welcome to today's episode, where we unravel some of the most intriguing developments in tech. Let's kick off with a story that reads like a spy thriller. Our first segment dives into the mysterious world of the hacking group Corredo, which sources now claim was run by the Spanish government.
That's right. The Corredo hacking group, also known as the Mask, was identified by Kaspersky researchers over a decade ago. They initially detected suspicious internet traffic that seemed to be linked to a government-backed group. This group was notably targeting the Cuban government, among others, using advanced phishing techniques.
What makes this revelation about Corredo so significant, especially in the context of state-sponsored cyber activities?
The key here is attribution. Corredo was never publicly linked to any specific government until now. The malware's code contained the Spanish slang word Corredo, meaning ugly face or mask, which hinted at its origins. This discovery raises important questions about the extent and ethics of state-sponsored cyber espionage.
It's fascinating how these cyber operations can remain hidden for so long. This revelation could have significant implications for international relations and cybersecurity protocols. Moving on, let's talk about Sam Altman's vision for AI devices, which has been met with some skepticism.
Indeed, Sam Altman's plan, which involves rolling out AI-specific hardware following OpenAI's $6.5 billion purchase of Jony Ive's startup, is under scrutiny. Critics argue that Altman's vision overlooks key challenges in user adoption and technology integration, suggesting that the need for AI-specific devices might not be as strong as anticipated.
What are the main criticisms of Altman's approach, and how do they reflect on the future of AI applications?
The criticism centers on the practicality and necessity of AI-specific devices. As Ming-Chi Kuo speculated, the device could resemble an iPod shuffle, which seems at odds with current user needs. Altman's comments about how people interact with AI chatbots today suggest a disconnect between his vision and actual user behavior.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out in the market. Speaking of ambitious projects, SpaceX's Starship has been cleared for flight again. What's the latest there?
SpaceX has received clearance from the FAA to resume Starship flights, but with expanded hazard areas to ensure safety. This decision follows previous test flights that ended in explosions, prompting a reevaluation of safety protocols. The new hazard zone extends about 1,600 nautical miles from Texas through the Bahamas.
How does this expanded hazard area impact SpaceX's operations and their broader space exploration goals?
The expanded hazard area is a precautionary measure reflecting the increased risk associated with Starship's previous failures. It underscores the challenges SpaceX faces as it pushes the boundaries of space travel, highlighting the balance between innovation and safety.
Safety first, as they say. Now let's pivot to the corporate world where AI avatars are making waves. Zoom CEO recently used an AI avatar for a quarterly call. What's the story here?
Following Klarna's lead, Zoom CEO Eric Yuan used an AI avatar during their earnings call. This move showcases how companies are integrating AI into their communication strategies. Yuan's avatar, created with Zoom Clips, emphasized Zoom's commitment to pushing communication boundaries while ensuring trust and security.
What does this trend of using AI avatars in corporate settings mean for the future of business communications?
AI avatars could revolutionize how executives engage with stakeholders, offering a new level of flexibility and efficiency. However, it also raises questions about authenticity and the human element in business interactions.
It's a new era for business communications indeed. Next, let's delve into a more controversial topic, Trump's budget proposal. What are the key points we should know?
Trump's budget proposal, dubbed the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, includes provisions that significantly boost funding for AI and surveillance technologies. However, it also strips state legislatures of AI oversight and scales back consumer protection and climate initiatives. The bill has passed the House and is now headed to the Senate.
What are the potential implications of this budget for AI development and environmental policies?
If passed, this budget could accelerate AI advancements, but at the cost of reduced regulatory oversight and environmental protections. It reflects a prioritization of technological growth over sustainability and consumer rights.
Balancing innovation with regulation is always tricky. Now, let's shift gears to Anthropic's latest AI model, which has some unique risks.
Anthropic's new AI model, Claude Opus 4, has the capability to report users to the SEC or media outlets if it detects unethical behavior. This feature was highlighted in a technical report, although Anthropic clarified that such actions are due to highly unusual instructions and were part of experimental purposes.
What does this say about the future of AI ethics and user privacy?
This development underscores the ethical complexities of AI autonomy. While AI can enhance accountability, it also poses significant privacy risks if not carefully managed. It highlights the need for robust ethical guidelines in AI deployment.
It's a delicate balance for sure. Let's now talk about Waymo's potential valuation increase. What's driving this growth?
Waymo's valuation could hit $75 billion next year, thanks to a projected tripling of its gross bookings. Analysts at TD Cowen attribute this growth to Waymo's expansion into more cities and increased robo-taxi usage. They also noted that individual Waymo robo-taxis need to cost $98,000 to break even.
What does this mean for the autonomous vehicle market and Waymo's competitive position?
If Waymo achieves this valuation, it would solidify its leadership in the autonomous vehicle sector. It also reflects growing consumer acceptance and the scalability of robo-taxi services.
Exciting times for autonomous vehicles. Now let's revisit a legal battle involving Elon Musk and OpenAI. What's the latest development?
Elon Musk's legal team has revived RICO claims against OpenAI, alleging violations of charitable trust and good faith. Although a judge dismissed these claims earlier, Musk's lawyers have amended them for reconsideration. This case could potentially go to trial in March.
How could this lawsuit impact OpenAI and the broader AI industry?
If successful, this lawsuit could challenge the operational structures of AI organizations, particularly those transitioning from nonprofit to for-profit models. It might also influence how AI companies manage their charitable missions and investor relations.
Legal battles are never simple. Let's move on to the topic of AI replacing human developers. Is this a feasible reality?
At Microsoft's Build conference, the focus was on AI agents capable of complex tasks like code translation and server monitoring. While these capabilities are impressive, the discussion largely avoided the impact on the job market for developers. As AI continues to evolve, the role of human developers will likely shift rather than disappear entirely.
What are the current limitations of AI in software development?
AI still struggles with creative problem solving and context-specific decision making, areas where human developers excel. Moreover, the ethical and practical implications of fully autonomous AI in development roles remain significant barriers.
Human creativity still reigns supreme. Speaking of innovation, let's discuss Throne's recent funding success. What's unique about this startup?
Throne, an AI-powered gut health startup, secured $4 million in funding led by Moxie Ventures. Their device analyzes gut health indicators using computer vision technology. This investment highlights the growing interest in health tech innovations that combine AI with consumer health monitoring.
How does Throne's technology stand out in the health tech landscape?
Throne's unique approach lies in its use of AI to provide real-time health insights through a device that integrates with existing bathroom fixtures. This non-invasive method offers a novel way to track and improve gut health, setting it apart from traditional health monitoring tools.
Truly a Throne fit for innovation. Now let's talk about RevenueCat's recent funding round. What are their plans with this new capital?
RevenueCat raised $50 million to expand beyond mobile app monetization. They're leveraging their platform, which supports over 70,000 apps, to address broader challenges in the mobile industry. This includes exploring web-based payments following recent changes in Apple's App Store guidelines.
What does this expansion mean for developers and the mobile app ecosystem?
RevenueCat's expansion could streamline monetization strategies for developers, offering them more flexibility and control over their revenue streams. It also reflects the evolving landscape of app monetization in response to regulatory changes.
It's a dynamic time for mobile developers. Let's now discuss Mozilla's decision to shut down Pocket. What's driving this move?
Mozilla announced the shutdown of Pocket, effective July 8th, as part of a strategic shift. They cited evolving web usage patterns as the main reason, redirecting resources to projects that better align with current online habits.
How does this decision reflect broader trends in content curation apps?
The shutdown of Pocket highlights the challenges faced by content curation apps in staying relevant amidst changing user preferences and competitive pressures. It underscores the need for continuous innovation and adaptation in the tech industry.
Adapt or perish, as they say. Now let's turn to a significant policy change regarding California's air pollution standards. What's happening there?
The Senate voted to revoke California's authority to set its own air pollution standards. This decision could significantly impact environmental policy and public health, as California's standards have long been a benchmark for other states.
What are the potential repercussions of this decision for California and the environment?
Revoking California's waiver could hinder progress towards zero emissions vehicles and broader climate goals. It may also lead to increased emissions and undermine states' abilities to implement stringent environmental protections.
A pivotal moment for environmental policy. Next, let's discuss Blue Sky's new verification feature. What's the latest update?
Blue Sky has started verifying notable and authentic users to enhance credibility on its platform. This move is part of a broader strategy to improve user engagement and trust, although it has sparked mixed reactions among users.
How does Blue Sky's verification approach differ from other social platforms?
Blue Sky aims to avoid the pitfalls of verification becoming a status symbol, as seen on platforms like Twitter. By allowing organizations to become trusted verifiers, Blue Sky seeks to maintain a more community-driven and authentic verification process.
A fresh take on verification. Finally, let's wrap up with Klarna's recent triumph following the OpenAI deal. What's the story here?
Klarna CEO Sebastian Siemiatkowski celebrated the successful partnership with Jony Ive and OpenAI. Klarna's investment in Ive's startup IO will now convert into OpenAI shares, marking a significant financial win for the company.
What does this mean for Klarna's position in the fintech space?
This deal enhances Klarna's strategic positioning by aligning it with leading AI innovations. It demonstrates Klarna's foresight in investing in transformative technologies that could redefine fintech services.
An exciting conclusion to today's tech journey. Thanks for tuning in and stay curious about the world of technology.